Yeah, can I speak to Ken, please?
Who's calling?
Joe Domino.
The last name? I'm sorry.
It's Domino.
Domino? Hold on,
yeah,
please.
Thanks.
Hi,
Ken. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Fantastic. Do you have a minute to talk?
I certainly do.
Excellent. Well, I just kind of wanted to give you a little background on what this... I don't know if you went to Current.com or not.
I did not.
Okay. It's a station that was established by Al Gore and a couple others, and their whole platform is to give people like me and others a chance to just voice things that are really cool in their world. And this is the perfect kind of project, and hopefully I can get some exposure on there, because that kind of crowd would really dig this kind of a project.
Oh, that is just super, Joe.
So, go ahead.
I like what you have planned to do. I think that's great.
Excellent. Yeah, and I had a blast doing it. I thought it was really fun.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you were a participant. I think that is just super.
Yeah, it's great. It's good stuff. So I tell you what, I'm just going to kind of ask you some questions and weave this into what I'm doing. So I guess I'll start at the top. How did this idea come about?
Well, I've been involved in the arts for well over 30 years. And I've done many things pertaining to the arts, including serving on a board of a museum. And I also have an art gallery and what have you. So it's not unusual for me to roll my sleeves up and involve myself in some fashion in the art world, whether it's murals in the city that I'm living in, or helping artists to promote their work. I was at a car show last August, and I picked up an old rusty hubcap, and things just started to click. I just thought, wouldn't it be great to use this old hubcap and refer to it as a metal canvas and ask artists that I know to help recycle and repurpose. And with that thought in mind, and it was kind of an undeveloped thought, this kind of hit me as I was looking at this hubcap, I thought, I'm going to buy a bunch of these today. And I was able to buy 41 old rusty hubcaps that day from various vendors at this car show. And then on the way back home, which was an hour and a half north to northeastern Pennsylvania, boy, my head was spinning. My background is business, so I've been involved in a lot of projects in my time. So naturally, I'm thinking how to promote this and how to do good by it, how to make it grow, what's the next step. And by the time I drove off the turnpike and got back to northeastern Pennsylvania, I thought, you know what? I'm going to knock on the doors of artist friends that I have and start with them. And then I think I'll put a website together. And it grew. And if I could tell you this, Joe, fast-forwarding it now, 8 months later, there are artists working on this project in all 50 states, plus 47 countries.
Wow.
So it's been really an amazing thing. And artists from around the world have said, I like the project. I'm in. And it's really grown.
That's excellent. That's the way I felt when I wasn't quite sure 100% what it was, but it sounded good. And now that it's materialized, I've done it. I have two kids. I have an 11-year-old and a 4-year-old. They were all jumping around after I showed them what I did.
That's great.
So, you know, I tell you what, I kind of started something like that myself. I call it the Photo Paint Travel Project. And about 2 years ago, I realized I had so many paintings over the last 10-15 years of my life that a lot of my earlier paintings weren't being shown and they were in tubs. So I started getting my friends and family and people on Craigslist to take it with them when they travel. And I tell them to deposit it, you know, in cafes and wherever they want. And I put a little note on the back and I say, you're part of a grassroots effort to get my artwork worldwide. And it's kind of been the same thing. I got Girl Scout groups and all these different people that are doing it. And it's an amazing thing to see how something that's just an idea like yours in an auto show turns into a global kind of a initiative, so to speak.
You know, artists get it.
Yeah.
And it's only through the art world that you really can achieve a project like this. I think that artists have always been keen to their environment. So it's no real surprise that artists have signed on and said, gee, this is a big thing. This is a thinking green program like no other. And they seem to see the merit of it.
Absolutely.
As it turns out, Joe, I believe, and a number of artists have pointed this out to me, and I believe them, this is the largest artist initiative ever achieved. I mean, there are over 1,000 artists worldwide working on one project, the Landfill Art Project.
Wow. Now, you hang this up in your gallery?
Well, I don't. I hang it up in my building.
Okay.
Right now, the phase that I'm in, I'm sending out hubcaps every day to artists in this country. Projects are coming back to me every day. Right now, there are approximately 600 artists involved. And I've earmarked the project will have 1,041 artists before its completion. How I ended up with that number, again, day one when I was able to purchase these hubcaps, I purchased 41. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to get any more. But 3 weeks later, I was able to buy 1,000.
Wow.
So at that point, I had 1,041. So I thought, that's going to be the magic number. I'm going to have 1,041 artists involved. And initially, Joe, I was sending these hubcaps all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And good fortune, thank God, an Irish artist yelled at me probably 5 months ago and in essence said, Ken, I love your project. I'm in. But don't send me a garbage hubcap from your country. There's enough garbage in my own country, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find an old hubcap in my own country. And to be true to your project, every international artist should find a hubcap in their own country. And I thought, oh my gosh, he's right.
Yeah.
So from that day forward, I quoted him to many artists around the world. And all the artists said, yeah, sure. So the network that comes in internationally now are pretty much found on hubcaps that they got out of their host country.
Excellent. So what's your end goal with this project? Do you want it to end up in a museum with some exposure in New York? What's the end goal with this?
Very, very good question. There's a couple of phases to this, Joe. The first phase is I've got to qualify artists and I have to get the collection back here, and that will take probably another 8 months to achieve. The second thing is, once I have them back here, I'm going to publish a book on the Landfill Art Project, showing all of these fantastic, great pieces of art that were done by all of the participants. And after that book is published, I'm going to put the 200 pieces that best represent this artist initiative. It's not necessarily the best 200 pieces, Joe.
Sure.
It's the 200 pieces that best represent this artist initiative into a traveling show. And two museums have already expressed an interest in showing it. The plan is to have museums show this in various communities around the country.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
If I could just add to that, to have this project really be a true recycling effort in my mind, Joe, you can't have a real, a correct recycling effort in this country of this nature unless you have some Native American Indian artists involved, because nobody respected the land more.
Right.
And through a lot of research and a lot of effort, I was able to locate and sign up six different Native American Indian artists representing six different Indian nations.
Wow.
And I'm thrilled about that, that even Native American Indians have embraced this project. And the last component to it, I wanted the project to be all-inclusive. So although 80% of the project will be done by professionals, like yourself, 20% are going to be done by what I'm calling alternative artists. And those artists have been Down syndrome artists, autistic artists. I just finished a program up with inmates at a local county prison. There's a project shortly starting at a VA hospital with recovering veterans.
Wow.
And I'm hoping to also do a project with politically oppressed artists.
Excellent.
And what I'm trying to do with that is, through our government, allow me to take 25 of these prime hubcaps to Havana, Cuba.
Wow.
So I am doing my best to make this all-inclusive.
That's excellent. I tell you, it hits my heartstrings. My 4.5-year-old is in the autism spectrum. And,
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and he's very inclined to the camera and the paintbrush because of his dad, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
Joe, if I showed you, and on our website you can see it, if I showed you the artwork done by autistic artists...
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. It's just great.
Oh, I can imagine. You know, and that's the funny thing. He's only in the autism spectrum because it's, you know, the only convenient label that I can tell people, but he has a chromosome issue. But yeah, I'll tell you what, he does artwork now that I see that really blows my doors down. And I think that people like that that have a different chemical balance in their brains create things that we can't even comprehend. I mean, their grasp of color, you know, so... It, and I see it every day. I mean, his the way he lives is artwork to me. So to see something on canvas would only, you know, enhance that view that I would have personally. So what do you do by day? What's your trade?
Well, I usually tell people I'm a picture framer.
Okay.
And I am. I have a picture framing company, and this is my 36th year in the picture framing business.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a couple of art galleries that go along with that. But so that's why I say I'm involved in the arts a great deal.
Sure.
But these pieces, it's important to know, Joe, these pieces are not for sale.
Okay.
And a few artists have asked me about that, and my answer is always the same. They're not for sale.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be auctioned. The collection will not be deaccessioned. However, if that should ever happen, for example, I can get hit by a bus tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
or a year from tomorrow. If that should ever happen, I have partnered with a nonprofit known as the Carbon Fund. And on my website, there's a link to the Carbon Fund. And what they do is global reforestation. So if any of these pieces were ever auctioned or sold or somehow any monies were realized as a result of this collection being sold, the monies would be channeled to the Carbon Fund.
Okay.
That fulfills the real mission. It's a Thinking Green project.
Sure.
And although Landfill Art Incorporated is a not-for-profit, if something should change and these should ever be sold off 100 years from now, it's important that all the artists know that money will go to the Carbon Fund.
Excellent. Now, is your building open to the public to come see? Do you have traffic come through?
It is, but I haven't advertised that it's here. Now, I probably show it to 5 or 6 people a week, sometimes 10 a week, but I have it upstairs on my second floor, hung, well cataloged, photographed. I'm very methodical and careful with this beautiful collection of great art. People could see it, but for the most part, the public doesn't know it's here.
Okay.
I don't know if I have a plan to show it. I have a plan for 200 pieces to go into a traveling show,
mm-hmm.
and maybe once they go into the traveling show, then maybe I would have an open house here for the public.
Now, you haven't gotten any media exposure yet?
I have. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, a daily newspaper who heard about it called me, and I was invited them in, and they did a very nice Sunday spread on it.
Is that
so? It did get some exposure. In addition to that, one of the landfill art artists, Noel Malloy from Ireland, he was telling me that he has a radio station, a radio program, I should say, in Ireland that deals with the arts. So I understand in the next month or two, I'm going to be on that radio show from my location in northeastern Pennsylvania talking about landfill art, because there's a large number of Irish artists involved in this project, interestingly enough.
Wow, that's great. Now, is there any way I can access this article online?
Access Noel Malloy's radio?
No.
Are you referring to?
The newspaper article?
I don't know. Somebody else said, Ken, is there a tape we can get? Is there a way to tap into it through the internet? I don't know, but when I find out, Joe, I'll certainly let you know.
Okay, yeah, and that article, what newspaper was it in?
Oh, yes, that article, let me give you the date and all. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Yes, that was in the Citizen's Voice.
Okay.
You could do a www.citizensvoice.com.
Okay.
It was in the lifestyle section of Sunday, April 5th.
Okay, so relatively recently. Okay. Well, excellent. If you have any images, I mean, maybe an image of yourself or anything that's not on the site that you wouldn't mind sharing with me so I could put it into this piece, like put it into a zip file or anything like that, that would be wonderful.
Joe, let me just see who I would send that to. I do have your email address here. So I'll send you something.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Excellent, Ken. Thanks for taking your time out. Man, I love running into people like you. It completely restores my faith in humanity.
You know, that is way more than kind of you. Let me ask you this. I have a very small hubcap, about 5 inches across, perfectly primed.
Sure.
If I send it to you, you think you'd want to sit down with your son? And I wouldn't want it back for the collection necessarily, but he might enjoy having it in his bedroom.
Oh, yeah, that'd be excellent. I'd love that.
How about if I send you that?
Please do, Ken. I'd love it.
I'll send you two, so you can do one next to him. He'd probably like to do one with his dad.
Sure.
I'll send you two, and you might want to hang it in the house.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds wonderful.
Great. My pleasure, Joe.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay, good to talk to you.
Good talking to you. Take care of yourself.
Take care now.